It was the deadliest shooting ever on a campus in the U.S. Virginia Tech President Charles Steger described it as a tragedy of monumental proportions when he spoke with reporters.
I cannot begin to convey my own personal sense of loss over this senseless and incomprehensible heinous act. The university will immediately set up counseling centers. So far, centers have been identified in Ambler Johnson and the Cook Counseling Center to work with our campus community and their families.
That was Virginia Tech President Charles Steger.
Joining us from Blacksburg, Virginia, is Rosa Duarte, who's a reporter for News Channel 10, WSLS, out of Roanoke, Virginia. There was a shooting in a dormitory at 7:15 this morning, and a call out. Did that bring a great many police onto the Virginia Tech campus?
Not that I know of. I was not here, and we did not have any video or anything of that this morning. And from what I've heard, you know, there wasn't any initial report made of that until the next shooting started occurring.
And the next shooting, the first shooting occurs in a dormitory. There's a gunman and two people who were shot.
Correct.
And then the next shooting occurs 2 hours later, and that's when you heard the police scanner.
Yes. Yes, that was 2 hours later, and actually it was all the way across campus in another hall called Norris Hall, and it's an engineering academic building. So a lot of engineering students go there to take classes, and it was a classroom that was involved, and according to police, a gunman went in there, and it's 32 people total, including the gunman, are deceased.
Everyone who was in that room, you're saying?
Yes.
Now, I'm making the logical leap here that the gunman in the classroom was the same person who was the gunman in the dormitory. Is that just assumed? Yes.
Yes, but that is what police are saying. They're saying it's the same gunman, and it's only one gunman, and that person is dead. And they have not reported how the death came about, whether it was self-inflicted or, you know, if police had to take this person down, but we do know that person is deceased now.
How do people there account for the lack of a large response between the first shooting in the dormitory at 7:15 and these later shootings 2 hours after that?
Yeah, that's one of the questions we're asking here as reporters right now. You know, it's certainly a tragic event, but it brings about many questions as to what happened and why that two-hour span of time to give this person that time to walk across campus and inflict injury on other people. So that's definitely one of the questions that we're asking. And obviously, the investigation is in its first stages right now. So we've been asking investigators that. They can't tell us right now, but hopefully we'll be able to uncover that.
Have investigators said anything about who the gunman was?
No, they have not released this person's identification. That might be some of the information that they release later in the second press conference coming in this afternoon. So we're hoping for that information. I have not heard whether this person's a student, if it was male or female. You know, so we're not really sure of any ID with this person.
So at this stage, Not altogether surprisingly, far, far more questions than there are answers about what happened today.
Absolutely, and I guess one of the biggest questions of all is going to be why, and that's going to be something we're never, ever going to know.
Well, Rosa Duarte, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
That's reporter Rosa Duarte, who works for News Channel 10, WSLS-TV in Roanoke, Virginia, speaking to us from Blacksburg, Virginia, from the campus of Virginia Tech.